Hey guys, how's it going? It's August already, which means the end of summer. Didn't want it to come, but it's here. Well, I was on my way to the grocery store yesterday, driving down to Giant Foods. It's a big chain of grocery stores we have here on the eastern coast in the U.S. And I was driving down there to use their Elite Wi-Fi service to download a trial version of StarCraft II that a buddy of mine had given me. As I was driving down there, I got stuck in a lot of traffic. A little bit more traffic to be expected on a Friday night, I suppose. And as I got stuck in that traffic, I sat there thinking to myself, wow, I wonder how many people are as relaxed and calm as I am. Because I was stuck in the traffic for at least a good 5 minutes. Maybe 2 years ago, you know, I wouldn't have been the same, but I calmed down a lot and relaxed to circumstances which I have no control over. But basically, it had me thinking about how many other people were as relaxed as I am. Because I know people get easily frustrated every day over sets of circumstances which they have no control over. But once those people realize they have no control over these sets of circumstances, their lives suddenly become so much more at ease, and they become so much more at peace with themselves and the world around them. And I like to call that part of the law of attraction. That's what I wanted to talk about today. For those of you that don't know, the law of attraction dramatically improves one's life, in my opinion, and improved mine. And basically, it's this new age philosophy. Basically, it can be summed up in one quote: energy goes where attention goes. And what that basically means is that what you put into life is what you get, or what you think is what you are. So take the traffic example. I thought positively about the situation, but I could have thought negatively about it, and which I'm sure many other people did. But it's a set of circumstances I had no control over. So basically, in our lives, there's always circumstances arising, and circumstances are always neutral. But the thing is, these circumstances, we can choose to think about them in a positive or negative fashion, which in turn begets the other part of what I like to call a cycle. Thoughts lead to emotions, and then our emotions lead to action. And therein our actions lead to consequences, or what I like to call a new set of circumstances. But after action, that completes a cycle. But anyways, you may know the law of attraction by the popular DVD documentary, The Secret, and It's a book and a DVD, both of which I highly recommend. But they both attempt to explain the law in a rather, I guess, dramatic way by talking about throwing your thoughts out in the universe. And I don't like to explain it that way, because we as human beings are naturally curious, and we want to know answers. So there's a really scientific way I came up with it, and I just explained it, that cycle. Your circumstances lead to your thoughts, which in turn lead to emotion, and then lead to action. Circumstances, like I said, are always neutral. And our thoughts and emotions and our actions can be either positive or negative. And then however we think, however we feel, and however we act ultimately gives way to another set of circumstances, which could be easy or challenging for us, depending on whether we think positively or negatively about them. So, wanted to give you guys that good tool, because I think it dramatically improved my life, and I hope it improves yours. Hope you guys enjoy listening to my audio booze as much as I do making them. If you guys want to contact me, you can contact me on Facebook, facebook.com/savagehippie, or YouTube, youtube.com/savagehippie302. Peace and love, guys. Later.